On December 20th, Judge Shelby struck down the same-sex marriage ban in Utah's constitution. The next business day, same-sex couples were lined up at the Colville Courthouse, and Jones took their marriage applications. He told KPCW his position now, as it was then, will be to follow the law.
Right now we've been told to stop, so we'll wait until there's some kind of a resolution. We won't issue anything now until we hear.
He said he consulted with the county attorney's office on Monday morning.
I have just got off the phone with Dave Bricky, and he was just calling to make sure that we were aware of the ruling and that we were both kind of on the same page, and we agreed that we would stop pending any kind of final decision.
He said the licenses issued up until January 6th are still valid. Jones said he had not seen any new applications Monday, but he said same-sex couples can informally give some notice to his office.
Bricky said that he was going to ask for the order so that he had some kind of official documentation. I don't believe we've seen that yet. Then the other thing that probably what we'll do, if someone did come in, we would probably take their information just as a courtesy and note the time that they came in and probably get an email address that, you know, we could contact them later if something changes, but we wouldn't accept any applications.
County Clerk Kent Jones. Governor Gary Herbert said in a statement today that the Supreme Court made the right decision. He said, quote, clearly, the stay should have been granted with the original district court decision in order to have avoided the uncertainty created by this unprecedented change. As I have said all along, all Utahns deserve to have this issue resolved through a fair and complete judicial process. I firmly believe this is a state rights issue, and I will work to defend the position of the people of Utah and our state constitution, unquote. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.